Hey, everyone, and welcome to Ad Free Show's Top 10 of 2021 Countdown here exclusively on adfreeshows.com. I'm John Alba, and from now until the end of the year, we're going to be taking a look at some of our favorite moments and experiences here on AFS from this past year. One full of plenty of laughs, exclusive events, and tons of fun with our Ad Free Show's family. And I know it's so easy to forget about some of the content here because there's just simply so much of it. But have no fear. I'm going to take you on a trip through memory lane as we look back at some of our favorites from all of 2021. So let's start with number 10. Eric Bischoff, Tony Schiavone, and Jim Ross have established themselves as some of the horsemen of AFS. Sorry, Jeff. You love 83 Weeks. You love What Happened When. You love grilling JR. But those are their own things, right? Not on one night in Jacksonville, because earlier this year, our own Conrad Thompson got all three of these guys together in one kitchen just to talk. And the stories on After Hours were just incredible. And our number 10 moment takes us back to that table where JR told us all about the time Eazy-E held his appliances hostage.
You've hinted about it before earlier in the same show.
This Shane Berry show here tonight, you've had an issue with a washer and dryer and a mini fridge.
I didn't have a fucking mini fridge, Conrad. For the 19th time, I had a regular size grown up refrigerator. I was a grown up man.
Okay.
And I had a washer and dryer. Shazam! And they were moved by Turner from Texas to Atlanta. They told me we're going to put them in storage while you stay at such and such hotel downtown. I don't remember which one it was. I stayed at two or three of them before I found a place. And I said, okay, didn't think anything more of it. And then as time went on, the plot thickens. I leave Atlanta to go to the 203 area code, and they can't find my washer and dryer and my goddamn refrigerator.
Oh, Jim, it's been 2 years. How long did you leave that shit? Did you ever see the show Storage Wars? You know what happens to that shit when you leave it in storage?
It might have been a start.
The storage
was
like a couple of days ago. I'm shooting them.
I signed my
dryer and comes along and buys all your shit.
Yep, that's
for 14 cents on the dollar.
So that was the deal, Connie. I never saw it again. And it was Whirlpool. The good shit, man.
Oh, yeah, they are. That Maytag, good shit.
There you go.
GE.
When did you hear that you were holding his appliances hostage?
For the first time. I'm in his mouth right now.
Hey, when you're doing those one-man shows, like we've all done, and we'll do again someday, God willing, and the COVID subsides somewhat, you know, it just makes for a better story.
Yeah.
That Bischoff built my goddamn appliances hostage.
Yeah. And it finally had brothers. Come on, not sitting down there, man.
It really, it's like, yeah. And it gave Bruce an original idea for once. I mean, miracles happen. So he uses my shit and Eric's shit to create new shit. And then he gets his little JR face thing up here. Who's fucking shitty idea was that?
That'd be mine.
You mean like the Ponderosa here in the middle of goddamn Zimbabwe?
Yes, sir.
Now, Bischoff says that was news to him, but I wouldn't be surprised if we found a tanning bed in JR's storage unit either if Eric was involved. So you need to go check out After Hours if you haven't already. It's available in our archives on ad-free shows whenever you actually want to sit down and catch it. It's the beauty of it, right? Adfreeshows.com. And that's just the beginning of all the fun here. Tomorrow, we roll on with our number 9 moment of our best of 2021. So make sure you stick with us and find out what makes the countdown as we send out the year in big time AFS style. We'll see you then.